It is in their shoes. The final one, I have got Jim Johnson, who will be representing the good people of Wolverhampton. I've got Mo Stewart. They call him Abu Dhabi's finest. And I've got Chris Walsh beaming in. Jim and Chris have been able to make it to the studio. But unfortunately, there's some work to be done at the Hill Dickinson Stadium. And Chris Walsh has stayed there in order to oversee the work to get ready for the final test event. And he has the mighty boys in blue. Chris Walsh, the floor is yours. What is your plan for Everton?
Yeah, so apologies for not being there. I have got a lot on my plate at the moment. And Hill Dickinson's actually in Vauxhall. And if you walk around Vauxhall, there's a lot of anti-5G graffiti on the walls. So, you know, the connection's not the best sometimes. But hopefully it sustains. But the Freakins give me a belt, and they just called me up and they said they want me to shape the vision of the Hill Dickinson Stadium in Vauxhall. And so I was like, well, that's a big brief, isn't it? So he said, well, what we actually want from you is, you know, how Red Bull play, and Red Bull really kind of encapsulates, you know, the energy drink essentially had tempo and all of that kind of thing. Well, you know, now we are in tune with Hill Dickinson. We want our brand of football to essentially be like that, you know, be like a firm of lawyers and a famous solicitors. Meanwhile, football to be law-abiding, we want it to be sensible, we want it to be clinical. So, you know, it's a big turnaround that Everton's DNA is chaos and disorder. You know, not recent, not too far long ago. You've got them this regard that says a Goods Act 1979 for selling blue pyre was red, so there's a lot to go on here, both on and off the pitch. But ultimately, what the tries to do here is turn Everton around and help them play in the style that is befitting of Hill Dickinson and Laura Biden citizens. So, look, it's something, you know, the right thing. Transfermarkt have got us only having 15 first-team players next year. One of those is an injured James Tarkowski, who famously scored the last ever Merseyside derby goal in a men's Merseyside derby good to part against the champions elect. But only 15, and he's injured. So, you know, there's a lot to do there. We can't ship out everybody fundamentally who falls foul of our sort of new vision. It's gonna be a project over a number of years.